Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time for What's Happening.
Remix.
Authorities in South Carolina say former NFL player Philip Adams was the person who killed five people, including a prominent doctor, his wife, and their two grandchildren, ages 5 and 9. In Rock Hill, South Carolina, there was a news conference that they had just held. They said they have not determined a motive. The sheriff said evidence left at the scene of the shooting led them to the former player as a suspect. Then they went to his parents' home, which was just a mile away, evacuated the parents, tried to talk Adams out of the house. Eventually, he shot and killed himself in one of the bedrooms.
We are keeping an eye on the Derek Chauvin trial up in Minneapolis. A pulmonary expert has been on the stand for several hours today. This is Dr. Martin Tobin, a Chicago doctor, specializes in respiratory and critical care medicine, and has reviewed a lot of the evidence and concluded that George Floyd died from a low level of oxygen. This caused damage to his brain that we see, and it also caused an arrhythmia that caused his heart to stop. This cause of death is going to be important. If, in fact, the defense is going to have any success at convincing one, two jurors that it wasn't Derek Chauvin who's responsible for George Floyd's death, obviously the cause of death is the important part, because the prosecution says clearly George Floyd died from a lack of oxygen. The defense attorney, who hasn't presented his case yet, he's just been doing the cross-examination, but he has argued that George Floyd died of cardiac arrest and other factors, including drugs that were in his system, et cetera.
The man who strangled the I-5 strangler in prison will not face the death penalty. First-degree murder charges he will face. Going to look for a sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. He's already serving life without parole for strangling his girlfriend back in 2011 in Riverside County. The 81-year-old I-5 strangler, originally convicted in 1991 of strangling a 17-year-old who had run away from her home in Seattle. Her body was found in South Lake Tahoe, but it wasn't until 2009 that the DA's office investigators used new developments in DNA evidence to connect him to six additional killings in Northern California.
They were Mule Creek State Prison, southeast of Sacramento. This is one of those no death penalty policies that I completely agree with. The guy's already there forever. Why waste money on putting him through a death penalty case? Jack Hanna. Do you remember Jack Hanna? Well, I used to watch all of the Best of Carson shows that were on TV, and Jack Hanna was one of those guys that would show up all the time from San Diego Zoo. He was the director at Columbus Zoo and Aquarium in Ohio. He's still a director emeritus, but his family says that you will not be seeing him do any TV talk show appearances with animals. He's been diagnosed with dementia, and he's going to step away from public life.
A crazy story out of Camarillo. A 16-year-old boy who visited numerous multimillion-dollar homes has been arrested for allegedly stealing $40,000 worth of jewelry during an open house in Thousand Oaks. Just 16 years old. They said the teen arrived and appeared young and seemed out of place. He was left alone to walk through the house, and after his departure, it was discovered that the victim's jewelry had been stolen. He claimed to be 23 years old and had a letter indicating he had access to millions of dollars.
That guy's going to be president someday.
He was arrested last week. A search warrant was served at his home. Several pieces of high-end jewelry were recovered. They also found two lists he maintained of lavish homes and yachts he had visited.
Can we put a tracker on this kid and visit him in 10 years? Because I feel like he's going to do something. This seems like a movie that's going to be
like Catch Me
beginning.
If You Can.
Something like that. Pandemic has created plenty of investment winners. Borders have been closed for more than a year, and there are very few COVID cases in Singapore. golfers have been flocking to the 15 golf courses in Singapore. So tee times are at a premium. In fact, if you want to be a member at the Sentosa Golf Club, memberships soared to more than $260,000 and we're a little bit closer to, what would that be? $400,000 if you're a foreigner. That's up 40% from the pre-pandemic country club rates there for Sentosa Golf Club.
This guy's swing is out of control.
I love watching him.
Yeah.
He was doing something where he was taking his shoe off or something like that. Like he had hit something way into the man. The Masters is on. That's sorry. We're gonna be distracted.
Got to get back
and
out.
And now
there.
That you're in golf,
right?
You're a golfer.
Oh, I drove by the club here in Burbank.
Yeah.
When I was going to brunch with Steve Gregory, and it is beautiful, and it's right there. It's a DeBell Golf Club, right up the road here.
Yeah.
You're going to get a tee time? I think it's going to be my course.
That's going to be your home course?
I'm feeling good about it, yeah.
I'll go.
You'll go?
I'll go.
You golf?
Why do you say it like that?
I don't know. You're a baseball dude, that's why.
Oh, and never the twain shall meet.
I didn't say, whoa.
Have you ever seen Mike Trout hit a golf ball?
Touchy.
Did you see Mike Trout hit a golf ball?
No, I haven't. I'll look it up.
They are still in orbit at this point.
Okay.
They do not come down.
Well, you and Mike Trout are,
Duh.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.